I'm making an invitation for a sober assessment to revisit Seth's question about becoming. At the close of 2026, we will have become more of who we are during the year. What are the questions you will be carrying into the year, such that it will be a celebration of your becoming as you close out the year? It's not a rhetorical question. 2025 has been difficult on many levels. I'm proud of all of us for getting to today. Now is our opportunity to set an intention for 2026 and to be purposeful. After that clip, you know the rest is going to be good. Please take 2 seconds to click the follow or subscribe button on your podcast player. You can set it once and forget tracking down each weekly episode. This makes your life easier and signals to the algorithms that the show should be recommended to other listeners. A simple act that can have an outsized positive impact on others. Now, let's get to it. Albert Einstein said, "Don't think about why you question, simply don't stop questioning." Welcome to Curated Questions. I am your host, Ken Woodward. And these questions are not mathematical equations, but rather a resource to encounter personal reflection and growth. As Tupac Shakur stated, even the genius asks questions. Now, let's engage the questioning community. Greetings. Ken Woodward here. Welcome back to another episode of Curated Questions. Together, we engage inquisitive humans about how they use questions to navigate and make sense of our world. I am a fellow traveler and pilgrim on this journey, and I'm glad you're here. Today's conversation is with Garrett Wood. Greetings. Ken Woodward here. Welcome back to another episode of Curated Questions. Together, we engage inquisitive humans about how they use questions to navigate and make sense of our world. I am a fellow traveler and pilgrim on this journey, and I'm glad you're here. Today's conversation delivers on the Curated Questions brand. This is a curation of the questions that emerge throughout 2025 on Curated Questions. All the conversations and the solo episodes included notable points that resonated and hit the mark in celebrating the power of questions. In some cases, offered a masterclass in how intentionality in our questioning practice can make all the difference in a situation. The temptation is to give each episode 2 minutes and a recap. Instead, I'm going to highlight a few conversations. First, I want to start with some numbers. 2025 included 43 episodes, 31 guests, 47 hours and 55 minutes of recorded audio. In May, the production schedule shifted from every other week to weekly releases. Guests included heroes whose work I had studied for decades, multiple PhDs, authors, connectors, coaches, business leaders, entrepreneurs, professors, an Emmy winner, a photographer, a pastor, a dentist, and many whose Venn diagrams overlap several of the ones I listed. Behind the scenes, I shifted to Flightcast as a hosting provider because it is owned by Stephen Bartlett, the host of Diary of the CEO. I align with the emphasis on heavy use of metrics and on making the most of every interaction with both guests and listeners. This shift also meant embracing video. I will always be an audio-first show, as it is how I fell in love with the medium of conversation and storytelling. As an independent producer, I don't yet have the resources to be video-first, but I am embracing the strengths of each format. Thankfully, the thoughtful art and science of asking questions doesn't require pyrotechnics. In December, the Curated Questions Dispatch, the weekly newsletter, went live and can be delivered to your email inbox each Sunday morning as a companion to your easy Sunday morning routine of coffee and reflection. The format includes a reflection on an element of the previous Thursday's podcast, then a short teaching element on the frameworks I use, a curated question, an example of how I'm currently living the questions, and then an archive spotlight. The sign-up is on the Curated Questions website or at Substack as a resource to encourage your questioning journey. So my intention is for curated questions to be a generative source of goodness and beauty in our lives. Now, let's turn to some of the year's questions and conversations. So early in the year, in episode 25, serial entrepreneur, author, and marketer Seth Godin discussed one of his foundational questions, which is infused throughout his work. What is the change you seek to make? This is a call to clarity that requires an equally straightforward answer. This can be applied to relationships or business. The odds of us even existing in this universe are confounding, adding on the complexity of our particular skill sets, perspectives, and experiences does make us unique. Therefore, his question is a clarion call to define the change we seek to make. Later in the conversation, Seth asks the sobering question, when the person you could have been meets the person you are becoming, is it going to be a cause for celebration or heartbreak? The heart behind the question is not judgmental, but rather accountability. Last night, as I read John Fante's Ask the Dust, set in Los Angeles during the Great Depression, the account of the characters living hard-scrabble lives was challenging to get through, given the abundance of opportunities available today. I'm not dismissive, nor am I condemning anyone for not pulling hard enough on one's own bootstraps. I'm making an invitation for a sober assessment to revisit Seth's question about becoming. At the close of 2026, we will have become more of who we are during the year. What are the questions you will be carrying into the year, such that it will be a celebration of your becoming as you close out the year? It's not a rhetorical question. 2025 has been difficult on many levels. I'm proud of all of us for getting to today. Now is our opportunity to set an intention for 2026 and to be purposeful. This can be done regardless of how much is in the bank account. This feels about like the right spot to share a helpful encouragement that came across my social media feed. I know, right? That statement alone is unbelievable. British mathematician, author, and broadcaster Hannah Fry made a short video about the positive impact of regularly telling ourselves, these are the good days. And I have to say, it has been helpful for me as a positive reset throughout the day. I've reflected on the reality that every day there is something good, no matter how small, that in the future I will be able to remember this day as being the good old days. Go ahead and try it right now. And let's even say it together. Ready? Here we go. These are the good days. As one who grew up with a record player, sometimes the record would have a small scratch and it would keep repeating the same few seconds of the song. And a gentle bump of the record player would cause the record needle to jump to the next groove and keep playing. This is what this phrase has done for me in the last few weeks. This gentle bump is an example of the trio of questions neurosculpting founder Lisa Wimberger discussed in episode 28. What areas require a pattern interrupt in your life? What are the right questions to ask to cause it? What untapped resources are available to you to solve existing problems? Lisa leaned into the emerging science of neuroplasticity to rewire her brain to stop seizures that started following a lightning strike on her 15th birthday. Lisa has used these questions and others as a critical element to healing. Tim Molnar combined his analytical world and his pursuit of a partner to develop a strategy for dating as documented in his book, Date Smarter, A Strategic Guide for Navigating Modern Romance. Among the ton of questions discussed during the episode, his high-level question about determining if this is the right one or not was, who is the person that's going to help you grow and who you're going to be able to help grow?
I met my wife in 1991, and we are still together. Two points to note. My wife is a saint for all the change she has endured with me. And I agree, this question is critical to choosing a partner. Futurist Kevin Kelly mentioned several elements in episode 31 that were notable, and I want to highlight two. The first is his explanation that it's important to ask many questions so you can get to the good ones, as most are crap. He compares this to all the crappy art or writing that must be done to get to the good stuff. Therefore, add time to whatever plan you are working on when trying to get to the best questions. Much like repetitions in the gym, it is those reps at the end when the muscle is fatigued that actually builds muscles. The early reps are necessary to get to the payoff. Try this with your questions. Push for the good ones. The other point Kevin mentioned was about the difference between humans and AI. He mentioned that AI drives to the middle because that is what it is trained for. Humanity can choose to drive out to the fringes. If I depend solely on AI to do my question generation for me, then I'm missing out on my creativity and the obtuse nature my human mind and sensibility brings. In episode 41, award-winning photographer Robert Sturman, who has built a stunning portfolio looking for beauty where others overlook, whether it's a wounded warrior or prisons doing yoga in San Quentin, he positions himself to experience the world from a different vantage point. His question, can we honor their full humanity or their full being just by changing our perspective? Coupled with, how does the quality of your attention communicate what you believe about someone's worth? Both of these are a helpful reminder to sit on the floor with children or on the curb of the homeless person we're giving a dollar to. Perspective matters, and we have the power to be intentional how we position ourselves to engage the world. As I said at the top, I was going to give a sampling of what 2025 has offered through curated questions. Each episode is a favorite child for its own reason. There is learning that occurs through each life and experience captured in the back catalog. Since this is a shorter episode, consider checking out a past episode to find out some of your favorite question insights. I trust there were some bright spots in your 2025 that you carry into 2026, and I hope questions are included in your knapsack for the journey. I look forward to journeying together as we build the world we want to inhabit. I'm confident it'll happen if we keep questioning. I'd love to hear what questions mattered to you in 2025, and what will you carry into 2026? And that, my friends, wraps another episode. Drop in the comments section of your favorite podcast player the moments that will stick with you. Remember to subscribe to the Curated Questions Dispatch newsletter on Substack or on the Curated Questions website. To those on the other side of the speaker, thank you for being here. Gratitude shout out to Beauty Pill for the show's music and producer Ben Ford for the technical help. This episode was recorded on Piscataway land. Please engage with this episode in some manner. Download, follow, save, like, share, or comment about something that resonated. This action ensures we are engaging the questioning community. Keep questioning.